ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Democrats are fighting to keep the witch hunt alive. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Trump just tweeted, adding it would be better to investigate how what he called the ridiculous and illegal collusion delusion got started. He may be reacting to a report that some in the special counsel's office believe the attorney general may have given a rosy summary of Mueller's findings, creating a narrative friendly to the president.
Here's the New York Times quote. The officials and others interviewed declined to flesh out why some of the special counsel's investigators viewed their findings as potentially more damaging for the president than Mr. Barr explained, although the report is believed to examine Mr. Trump's efforts to thwart the investigation.
Fox's Leland Vitter, the House Judiciary Committee yesterday voted to issue a subpoena to get the full Mueller report. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders just told Fox.
Democrats continue to show day in and day out that they're nothing but sore losers.
Now, she was also asked about the new attempt to get the president's tax return. Sanders responded, those remain under audit, so the president
doesn't have any intention to release those returns.
But this attempt by the Democrat chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee cites IRS law that gives him the power to request any filer's tax returns, and it says the Treasury shall hand them over. We're getting more information on last month's deadly crash involving a Boeing 737 MAX 8 jet, which has all those planes grounded worldwide. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
Dave, Ethiopian investigators urging Boeing to review its flight control technology. The country's transport minister, Dagmawit Moges, announcing the findings of a preliminary report on the crash, saying the crew followed Boeing's emergency instructions but still couldn't control the plane.
The major objective of this investigation is to make sure that there is safety in the aviation sector.
The report describing how the plane repeatedly nosedived. Boeing says it will study the findings before commenting. Dave?
This is Fox News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315 or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A boy who's been missing since 2011 in Illinois may have suddenly turned up alive in Kentucky.
A teenager was found in Newport, Kentucky yesterday, just across the river from Cincinnati, Ohio. He told police he had run all the way from two captors and that he is Timothy Pitson, who's been missing 7.5 years. In 2011, his mother took him out of school, took him to entertainment destinations, and then committed suicide in a Rockford hotel.
Fox's 32's Joni Lum says mom left a note that day that said the boy was safe but would never be found.
FBI and local police are only calling this a missing persons case, and they won't confirm anything, but they have contacted family. The boy's grandmother lives here in Antioch, and she's telling Fox 32 News that they have been hopeful all these years, but they also expect to learn more from the investigators.
A federal judge will today hear a challenge to the government's terror watch list. From the Council on American Islamic Relations, which contends innocent Muslims are often put on it by mistake, causing them harm. A change is coming to death row in Texas that some condemned prisoners who've become religious behind bars may not like.
Texas was blocked from executing Patrick Murphy a week ago when the Supreme Court said denying him the presence of a Buddhist spiritual advisor would violate his religious freedom rights because the state permitted Christian and Muslim clergy for other condemned inmates. The state said it was a matter of training. They have no Buddhist spiritual advisors approved in death row protocol. Under the new policy just released, Texas will not allow any religious advisors in the death chamber. They'll be limited to an adjacent viewing room. The change brings Texas in line with most other states' protocols. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are barely budging ahead of the opening bell in 25 minutes. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Two Champaign men are facing weapons charges after they were riding in a vehicle in which police found a loaded gun earlier this week. The driver of the vehicle was a 17-year-old male. 23-year-old Kiwan Bonner and 24-year-old Joseph Tate have been charged. The car was stopped in the 1200 block of Waverly Drive at about 2:30 in the morning on Wednesday. Voter turnout in Tuesday's election left some room for improvement in Champaign County. Just over 17,000 ballots were cast on Tuesday, or a little over 13% voter turnout when you look at the number of registered voters in the county. That is down from the last couple of elections. The News Gazette says 4 years ago, turnout was 19%. 8 years ago, it was 17%. The county clerk was surprised by the numbers. He thought we'd see an increase in voter turnout this time around. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Information.
All right, 807 ESPN 93.5, 3-day forecast. National Weather Service calling for nice, mild conditions. We've got some Mother's Day activities coming into the weekend. It's Mom's Day weekend at the University of Illinois.
I know. And the weather looks at least mild for them. We've got some rain in the forecast today. High 56, low 46. Up to 61 with the clouds tomorrow, down to 47. And on Saturday and Sunday, up towards 70 for our high, down into the mid-50s at night. Mainly cloudy with a slight chance of precipitation, but not bad. Right now, the temperature's at 48. ESPN 93.5.
Go down Broadway, and then I'm going to park in the parking garage tomorrow. I always have to map out my route, and then I got to enter from whatever gate I'm told. I got to figure that out. At 6 a.m., I'll be at Busch Stadium tomorrow morning broadcasting the show. It was supposed to be today, but because of inclement weather moving toward St. Louis, they have postponed the Cardinal opener today until tomorrow. So we'll make the trip, broadcast live from Busch Stadium overlooking beautiful St. Louis, downtown St. Louis. So I'll be there live giving you the atmosphere, always electric. And I'll be at the stadium by 6, and we'll go on the air at 7 to 9 tomorrow morning from Busch Stadium. And looking forward to bringing that to you. It is 8:08. John Decker! John Decker! John Decker! I want to talk to John Decker! He is the one we know! I want to talk to John Decker! He's at the White House in press room! I will karaoke a Rolling Stones song if you'll come to Chicago in June.
Anyway, show or not.
I was so bummed that the Rolling Stones have canceled the show, and you're probably not coming to Chicago, and I don't get a paddle steak at Ditka's. It's a disaster.
Dang it.
It's just postponed. It's postponed. There will be, I am confident, a return of the Stones to Chicago. And when that happens, I will be there, and then we'll do the Dickus thing.
All right, that'll be awesome. John Decker live at the White House, one of the best reporters going, a real journalist. Great to have him on. Okay, now we need the tax returns. Can somebody in power in Congress get that from the IRS, or does that have to be a sign-off by the president?
I've looked at the law, and the law is not on the president's side here. Mm. Nothing is on the president's side here. Why? Well, because the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, his name's Richard Neal, he's relying on a very little-known IRS tax law. It's in the code in seeking the president's tax returns, and this law allows the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee and the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee to request tax information on any filer. Any means any, including the president. And so I'm certain that the president will sue to block this from occurring, but I don't know on what legal leg they stand on, because the law is the law. There are no exceptions that are granted. You don't have to give intent when you request an individual's tax returns under this law. And so if the intent is nefarious, doesn't matter. The chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee can do what it is that he's done.
Wow. Okay. Well, this obviously opens up a can of proverbial worms, because this weaponizes the IRS. And if you're doing it here, guess who's going to do it later to you?
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, keep in mind that other individuals who have held the office of the president have voluntarily released their tax returns. The president says he has not done so because his tax returns are under audit by the IRS. That's something also that the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee has asked in his letter to the IRS. He wants confirmation that that indeed is the case, that Mr. President Trump's tax returns are indeed under audit. So a lot to, you know, digest here. There's a deadline that the IRS has in terms of complying with this request from the House Ways and Means Committee chairman. It's April the 10th. It's a week from yesterday. So the clock's ticking. I can certainly imagine that there will be a lawsuit filed on behalf of the president over the course of the next week.
Interesting. Well, so it's the call of whoever runs the IRS to make this call?
It is. Well, yes and no. I mean, it's not as if the IRS, it's in the law, it's not as if the IRS can rebuff this request from the committee chairman without some sort of rationale. There's nothing in the law that gives the IRS commissioner, that's the person who heads the IRS, the option of not complying with this particular request.
All right, well, it sounds like this is going to be a court issue.
This law, by the way, is over 100 years old. I mean, it's never really used that often. In fact, that's why I say little known. I never knew about this, but you learn something new every day.
Well, it feels like, you know, again, from somebody like me who is a true supporter of America, this is just something else for the campaign because they might need more arrows in the quiver after the Mueller report. That's what it feels like to me. And so if you're going to get that, Donald Trump's tax returns is as complicated as they must be. There's got to be something that they can get.
Well, I don't know, nor does anybody know what would be damaging information contained in there. People have speculated maybe President Trump's net worth isn't as high as he said it is. Maybe he doesn't give a lot to charity, but that's all speculation,
right,
you know,
right,
and
right.
I think it's unfair to make those types of those leaps to judgment as it relates to the president's tax returns. But this is something, you know, this is one of those things where we'll have an answer from the IRS within the next week or so, given the deadline that the committee chairman has given to the IRS.
All right. Well, good for the Democrats in finding a 100-year-old law that could have some legs.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
That is pretty good.
No,
right? Give that to an intern. Look through the tax code. Tell me if there's something in there.
That's crazy. Well, okay. So what's the mood at the White House right now, John Decker?
Well, I think that, you have two things going on. One is you have still that euphoria that hasn't worn off yet now that the Mueller report is complete. You don't have that dark cloud hanging over the White House anymore. And then you have certainly the focus on the agenda of the president, including the border issue. The president's traveling to California tomorrow. And then you have those at the White House that are already focused on 2020, the president's reelection run.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of moving parts that are taking place here right now. But I think that the overall, very upbeat mood amongst the president's top advisors.
Any movement on reaction from the press or anybody else after Barack Obama's guy Jay Johnson said the border is a crisis?
No. You know, I know Jay Johnson really well. He's a good friend. We exchange messages pretty often. And he's one of those individuals that, you know, no matter what party, you respect him.
Mm-hmm.
He really knows his stuff. Really bright guy. And so is it something that the administration is saying, look, even the former DHS secretary talks about the crisis at the border. Yes, you have that going on from here at the White House. And, you know, I haven't heard anybody on the Democratic side knock Jay Johnson because he's so well respected.
But it just doesn't get the coverage, I guess, because I haven't seen anywhere.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah,
I mean,
Fox is
you're
on
right about
guy.
That.
Yeah.
It doesn't get the coverage.
Yeah.
We're talking about it, so that's an important thing people should know about.
John Decker, ace tennis star, ace reporter, journalist, the only lawyer and press guy in press row at the White House. You do a great job, John. We always appreciate your insights, my friend.
Hey, thanks always. I always appreciate it, and always love being on your show, Stevie.
And nobody, no other radio station has a theme for you, correct?
No, that you are right about that.
Feel good
you
about it.
You are absolutely right, and
feel
I owe
good.
It all to you.
Feel
so
good about it.
So
feel, I'm just waiting for it to be on your ringtone. But anyway, all right, listen, appreciate
right.
you, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Stevie.
That's it, you bet. John Decker live at the White House. All right, ESPN 93.5, sports headlines. coming up.
At Kuski.com, that's K-O-U-S-K-I.com.
Yeah, I think it's probably a good idea for candidates to release their tax returns. I don't think in this manner, though, to weaponize this kind of thing. And it feels, because of all that's gone on, it feels like it's very much a gotcha kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Because they're running out of quivers.
Mm-hmm.
Arrows for the quiver. That's just my knee-jerk on it. Let's check your sports headlines.
Well, and that was the text in that we just had at 359-2255. Jordan had talked about the alcohol and the events on the U of I campus, saying I wouldn't compare sporting events to concerts. While they're all entertainment, a sporting event is more of a family event. There would be some people who take it too far, but I don't think you'll see fighting.
Well, isn't that the issue, though? It doesn't a few mess it up for many? Isn't that kind of how it all works? There's always a few that mess it up for everybody.
Right.
And some people can't control themselves, and that's a shame. But
he says, I think it's partially about money, but I think it's majority to attract fans. Football games going to get thousands more people simply because they can have a beer in the game.
But if you have a young family, what does that do to the... Anyway.
Kind of the culture of going to see a game, huh?
Quick headline.
Okay. So, I ran out of my bed.
Oh, we can bring that back.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
I kind of feel naked and out there without it. We had the Cardinals win over Pittsburgh 5-4 in 10 innings yesterday. Not so much for the Cubs with the 5 walks and the bullpen. Ugh. Braves beat the Cubs 6-4 yesterday, and they'll have a game tonight at 6:20 on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox over Cleveland 8-3 yesterday. Their home opener has been pushed to tomorrow at 1:10 against Seattle up in Chicago. And by the way, I should mention the Cardinals, with you being here, you'll be live tomorrow for the home opener as they take on the San Diego Padres. Pre-game starts at 1:40 here on ESPN 93.5. 16 Hall of Famers and all the ceremonial stuff down at Busch at 2:25. You'll hear it all here on ESPN 93.5. Bulls over the Washington Wizards. Pacers beat Detroit. Blackhawks over St. Louis on ice last night in shootout fashion. Our softball team winners, as well as our baseball team beating Coastal Carolina.
All right, let's check your cloudy weather forecast.
We've got a high of 56 expected. A slight chance for late showers and a low 46. There is a slight chance for rain coming into tomorrow. Otherwise, clouds and a high 62. Both Saturday and Sunday, we're up towards 70 for our highs. And down to the mid-50s at night with a slight chance of precipitation. That bumps up to a 60% chance of thunderstorms on Sunday's forecast. Currently 47 on ESPN 93.5.
And here's hoping everybody drinks responsibly and doesn't drive and all those good things. Because, again, I'm not against a guy having a beer. I'm just don't like what could happen that could goof it up for everybody. And then again, you got to get home. So hopefully Uber has more business. 820 ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, fewer people were signing up for unemployment benefits last week. The number of new claims slipped by 10,000 to 202,000. Assigned companies were holding on to their workers. The Labor Department releases the March employment report on Friday. Target says it will pay a minimum hourly wage of $13 an hour starting in June. The current rate is $12. Its competitor Walmart currently pays $11 for entry-level workers, though Costco Wholesale pays employees at least $15 an hour. Tesla delivered fewer cars at the start of this year than at the end of last year. The electric car maker says deliveries were down 31% in the first quarter. It was struggling to ship Model 3 cars to customers in Europe and China. Those deliveries were being made for the first time. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Seven. 8:23, my friend Bethany Manalo at game day. How are you, Bethany?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
It's Mom's Weekend. Man, we gotta get moms in these sweatshirts and shirts. What do you have for Mom's Weekend at the University of Illinois game day?
Yeah, on campus at our Green Street location this Saturday, we are actually going to have some special features. So we do have a caricature artist named Dan Wild that will be there from 1 to 4. We're going to have corsages, popcorn, chocolates, all for the moms that come in with their students. And they don't even have to shop, but we want them to, because there's going to be great apparel there with University of Illinois Mom, University of Illinois Mugs, everything they're going to love.
All right, that's a 6th Street location. The caricature artist, huh? That's fun.
Yeah, yeah. Every year, Corey does a great job of welcoming people in and just really just loving on them, and they love it. They get raving reviews.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay, but you said lots of moms, sweatshirts, T-shirts, mugs, everything else. Because you got to have a U of I mom something, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's even Illinois aunt, Illinois grandma, Illinois sister. So whoever comes in, we'll get them covered.
That's it.
Well, you know, Bethany, it was a big hit with the bobbleheads. Can people still get those at the store?
They can. They can. So the bobbleheads are still there and available for purchase. We have them online if people are out of town and want them shipped to them. And then, we have a deal where you can buy 5 for $100. So that's about $15 off if you buy the whole set.
Yeah. Nice.
That's talking
Flying a Line reunion bobbleheads.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was the whole Kenny Battle. Or are we talking what's James Augustine? I mean, which group of guys? The old 5 guys, right?
No. The 05 is like D. Brown and
Right. So you have the Flying Illini. Yeah,
right.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For that
flying
weekend.
Flying
Illini. Quickly we forget, Stevie.
So comprehensive, Bethany. You have it all at game day. You have it all. You guys are the best.
Everything.
6th Street, again, is the hopping place. Your Neil and Kirby, I know, is going well. It's a wonderful location for you, but great apparel. Bethany, always a pleasure. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Bethany Manalo at Game Day Spirit. Okay, ESPN 93.5. A break for the news and come back. Apparently somebody broke into Mar-a-Lago. Did you hear about that?
No.
Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago, a Chinese nationalist?
Huh.
With all kinds of electronic stuff?
Uh-oh.
What's up? We got to go to our buddy Eben Brown, who's standing by.
Okay.
Mar-a-Lago. We'll do that coming up in the next few minutes. You're always welcome to text in. Have we caught up in all that? 359-2255. You're always welcome to text about anything you hear or what's on your mind.
Yeah, we can hand you a pass for the home show coming up at Hilton Garden Inn, thanks to the Home Builders Association of East Central Illinois and Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. It's happening tomorrow and on Saturday. If you want to check it out at Hilton Garden Inn, you can just text in HOME to 359-2255 and win from ESPN 93.5.
Whole family pass. You don't spend the $5 if you'd like.
Exactly.
And text that in, 359-2255, if you'd like those. Back in a moment. The news is next. And Eben Brown live in Miami. ESPN 93.5. Glad you're listening on this Thursday morning.
Fox News, I'm Carol McHugh. 7 women have now come forward with claims that Joe Biden touched them in ways that made them feel uncomfortable. The former VP released a video Wednesday saying he gets it.
Now, social norms have begun to change. They've shifted. And the boundaries of protecting personal space have been reset. And I get it. I get it. I hear what they're saying. I understand it. And I'll be much more mindful.
Biden's yet to officially announce whether he'll run in 2020. Keeping the border issue front and center, President Trump heads to Calexico, California tomorrow for a first-hand look.
He also wants America to be able to see that. And his presence and the folks in the media that will be traveling with him will get a chance to see some of the things that are going on the ground and hear from the people that are dealing with this crisis day in and day out.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on Fox and Friends. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Country star Kenny Chesney will be coming to the State Farm Center on Friday, but there will be no tailgating allowed. Instead, there is a pre-show party. That's a free event, but parking is $9. Voter turnout in Tuesday's election left some room for improvement in Champaign County. Just over 17,000 ballots were cast on Tuesday, or a little over 13% voter turnout when you look at the number of registered voters in the county. That is down from the last couple of elections. The News Gazette says 4 years ago, turnout was 19%. 8 years ago, it was 17%. The county clerk was surprised by the numbers. He thought we'd see an increase in voter turnout this time around. 30 years behind bars is the sentence for an Allerton man who admitted to sexually assaulting 2 girls over the course of several years. 37-year-old Corey Kilgore pleaded guilty to several counts, and 13 other charges were dismissed. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
We've got some clouds, but at least the conditions are mild with a high 56. Some afternoon and evening rain, low 46 tonight. We've got a high 62 expected tomorrow, down to 47 on Friday. On Saturday, we've got a high 69, low 54 with the clouds and a 10% shot at showers. There's a 60% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms for Sunday, high 69, low 55. 47 now, ESPN 93.5.
And Cubbies play tonight again in Atlanta. They've kind of let one go last night with four runs for that beleaguered bullpen. Four runs at the bottom of the eighth in Atlanta with five walks or something. A lot of walks. So, got to win that one. And then they got to go beat Milwaukee in Milwaukee. Good luck. Cardinals lost three out of four. Cubbies will have a three-game set for the weekend. Somebody has to beat Milwaukee. They're 6-1. Come on, man. Cardinals, by the way, had their home opener today canceled because of weather. They have so many ceremonial things like an hour before the ball game. And it's such a sellout, and the tickets are such a premium. So they said, you know what, we left Friday open for this reason. So the game will be tomorrow. Consequently, I'll be going down to St. Louis, broadcasting live from Busch Stadium. That'll be tomorrow morning between 7 and 9. I'll be there giving you some of the electricity and the flavor of the opening day ceremonies in St. Louis. Quite a tradition they have down there. 16 Hall of Famers will be there, and they'll be in their red jackets, and the ovation for Paul Goldschmidt will be fun to watch. We're live from St. Louis at Busch Stadium tomorrow morning here on ESPN 93.5. Our friend Evan Brown, ace reporter, Miami, Florida. How are you, my friend?
I am well. How are you?
Good. I want to know who got into Mar-a-Lago and who they are. A Chinese nationalist with electronic equipment. Is that what I hear?
Yes. Well, they didn't get in. They tried. Or one person, anyway.
Mm.
And that's, that. It's certainly like the stuff of a spy novel.
Yeah,
it's really kind of interesting or creepy, depending on how you're looking at it. But a woman who is a Chinese national from China flew all the way from Shanghai to West Palm Beach and tried to get into Mar-a-Lago, tried to use the pool, saying her uncle was a member there. She went through the first round of screening by Secret Service, which is done off-site to make sure no one's carrying weapons or anything like that. And then she is, like anyone else would be, transported by vehicle to the club where the receptionist decides whether or not you're actually supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are, then Secret Service goes through all your stuff and lets you in. If you're not supposed to be there, Secret Service conducts a bit more of a longer interview.
Yes.
That's what happened here. This woman was not allowed in, so Secret Service said, well, let's talk. And they went through all of her things and found four cell phones, two passports, and a thumb drive full of malware.
Whoa.
And now this woman has told investigators that an online contact of hers back in China, known only by the name Charlie, told her to fly to the United States, try to get into Mar-a-Lago, try to talk to a member of the Trump family about U.S.-China relations.
Uh-huh.
Now, while this was going on, the president, who was staying at Mar-a-Lago for the weekend, actually wasn't on the property. He was at the golf club, his own golf club, Trump International, which is about 5 miles away.
Okay, well, I mean, she could have said, okay, I can't get in. Would you put this little bud on top of that lampshade in the president's suite, please? That's all I'm here to do anyway. So come on, just do that
for
me. Right. No, that's a fact. It is a spy. This is Jack Ryan, man. This is Tom Clancy. This is
James Bond, dude.
Intriguing. Intriguing, but you're not going to get in Mar-a-Lago.
Maybe Maxwell Smart.
Yeah,
really.
You know what? That's right. It's Maxwell, because you're not walking into Mar-a-Lago. We went into Trump Tower last September, and holy moly, they have those, stone barricades around the building.
Mm-hmm.
And guys with extremely large weapons all over the place.
Right.
But, and you have
yeah.
to go, listen, go get in Mar-a-Lago when the president's in town. Yeah. Not why. So what's happened to the woman? Do we know?
Well, she's in custody.
Okay.
She's still in custody. She'll be in court next week. But there is supposedly a counterintelligence investigation going on now. And, no one will really confirm or deny that.
Yeah.
Actually going on, but it's going on.
Yeah, it's one of those where you're not going to get that stuff for now anyway. Okay, awesome reporting as always, my friend. We always appreciate having you on.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Evan. Evan Brown live in Miami. Fox News Radio. So what are you doing Sunday?
The Illini Veterans Memorial 5K.
Uh-huh.
And the motivational speaker will be a former Navy SEAL and special teams an analyst for the U of I football team. Jake Zwig will be coming up shortly here on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, good. Yeah, we talked to him a couple weeks ago, and to say he has energy is
yes.
a tad understated. Love having him on last time. Looking forward to the next one here coming up in a moment. 8:40.
What do you want?
All right, 8:42. Jake Zwig. We met him a week or so ago. He's a special teams analyst for Lovey and the University of Illinois football team. Former Navy SEAL, making you an American hero, my friend. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. I don't know about that American hero, but I spent some time in the mud. So.
Well, that's a hero to me, defending our liberties, and you are the man, Jake. You're going to be speaking at Folinger ahead of the run. Diane, you're going to help kind of MC that.
That's right. That's okay. Sunday at 10 a.m. right at the end of the quad. And we need that motivation before we launch off into that 5K mode, right, Jake?
Hey, that 3.1 miles is going to be a lot easier after I get done throwing fire down in front of Folinger.
Let's
go, man. Let's go. After I heard Lee Greenwood sing God Bless the USA one time, I felt like doing, come on, man, let's go. What do you want to do? Let's go.
Uh-huh.
Same thing with Jake Zwig. Okay, first issue, you're enjoying spring football. Everything going well there?
Yeah, we're doing a lot better. You know, things are coming along. Practices are going a lot smoother. You know, the kids are taking a lot more accountability for their own actions now. So I've been grinding on leadership for the last 3 months with them, you know, player-led team. And I'm seeing the results on the field.
Did you play football,
you know,
Jake? Did you play?
I feel really positive about how things are going.
Did you play football?
Yeah, I played football at the United States Naval Academy.
No way. So you probably, now let me guess, you're one of those guys that you just flew around and just flew your body into stuff. I mean, I could just hear it, man. You'd be a wild man out there.
Yeah, that's pretty good Jedi skills right there, right? I played nose guard, and I was 200 pounds my senior year, and I flew all over the field and, you know, try to destroy as much things as I could.
Yeah, and then you served your country, and because very few can make the SEAL thing, man, and you did it. That's just pretty awesome. All right, so, again, we want people to come out Sunday.
That's right.
And the timing of it all?
It's 10 a.m. when it starts, but okay. If you're there at 9 and you want to get your packet, if you want things prepared ahead of time, IlliniVeterans.org to get things lined up. The Wounded Veterans facility on the U of I campus is terrific. Have you been there, Jake?
Yeah, it's absolutely phenomenal. One of the best in the country. It just makes me proud to be a vet and to see all those vets running that and helping out the 400 or so vets that we have on campus. Just an incredible facility over there at Chez.
All right, Jake, before we let you go, tell people why this is the greatest nation on earth.
Oh, man, this is America. And without doubt, you know, it's the only place in the world where you can go get a Slurpee at 3 a.m. and not have to fear for your life. It's the only place in the world where you can grow up with absolutely nothing and through hard work and dedication and education, turn yourself into somebody that's absolutely just phenomenal. You know, with the internet now, there's no reason that you can't be anybody you want to be, from president to the CEO. You know, you just got to put your face down and grind. You know, there's not too many places in the world that have that opportunity. And, you know, all the stuff that we have in this country that allows you to do that.
What do you tell people to say, well, it's stacked against me. I don't have that chance. It's not fair. What do you tell them?
Yeah, I mean, shoot, go read my story. You know, I tell that there's so many people that have come from nothing. I just was listening to Paul Mitchell, you know, the famous hairstylist guy. He just sold Patron for $5.1 million, and the guy was homeless twice in his life early on. So I don't want to hear no excuses. I don't want to hear no whining. I don't want to hear none of it. Like, figure out a way. I went to college. I couldn't read. No one cared, right? No one cared I couldn't read when I got to college. I just made sure I didn't take a lot of English classes. I graduated just fine.
Hmm. Jake, you got to come on sometime. Just kind of hang. I just could hear you talk for a while. I appreciate what you're doing, buddy.
I wanted to find out about the Dude, You're Screwed TV show. What was that all about?
Oh, that was so awesome. So we got to fly around the world, me and five buddies, and we kidnapped each other, and we threw each other into these really hard survival challenges where you had 100 hours to get out. But the best part was I got to wear Incarnate Word football gear for the whole TV show. so, you know, was able to just recruit like a superstar for football because I had a TV show. And then, you know, we got to travel the world. We went everywhere, Chile, Costa Rica, South Africa, you know, all over Scandinavia, Finland, Norway, Sweden. I got dumped off in the middle of a Arctic snowstorm in Iceland with minus 80 degree weather, but
you know what you ought to be? You ought to be like an Avenger. Would be perfect, Jake Zwick. No, you'd be like an Avenger because you'd fit in with that thing because you are a wild and crazy man, but you got this hero thing going on. I mean, you're just massively entertaining. You ought to be an Avenger, Jake.
Hey, let them know. Is that Disney? Who owns the
Disney owns everything.
Isn't that Marvel? Marvel, maybe? I don't.
Marvel. Yeah, I think Disney owns them. Yeah. So make it happen. See what you can get done.
There you go, Stevie. You got an assignment.
But listen, you keep up your great energy and your inspiration. Again, Sunday morning before the run to support our great military and our wounded veterans.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
IlliniVeterans.org for details.
All right, Jake, we're going to get you back on sometime. Next time, we'll give you more than 5-minute notice, so, buddy.
Awesome, man. Appreciate it. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Jake Zweig is his name.
Uh-huh.
Navy SEAL. I mean, you could just, he's flying around the field when he played.
Fascinating.
Played for the Naval Academy. Couldn't read coming out of high school.
Right.
Wow. 848.
Here on ESPN 93.
Quick minute here.
Alrighty. We had the Cardinals beating Pittsburgh in 10 innings. The final was 5-4. And John Gant as the winner.
Yep.
And then we didn't have the game today. It's amazing how the news traveled on that.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they just send a message.
Everybody. They had 147 affiliates, and we got multiple notices because a lot of people obviously planning going.
Right.
Well, think about this. Hotel rooms for last night were $400 each. And now the game is until Friday.
Right.
So how does that work?
I don't know.
Anyway, what are you going to do? You can sit in the rain, all this pomp and circumstance. I mean, they wanted this to be a nicer day.
Exactly. So, especially with the 16 yeah. Hall of Famers are going to be honored. 225, that happening tomorrow. 140 for the pregame on ESPN 93.5. 315, first pitch against the San Diego Padres from Busch. Braves over the Cubs, 6-4. They've got a game tonight, 6:20 on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox over Cleveland, 8-3 yesterday. Their home opener also bumped to tomorrow against Seattle at 1:20. Our Illini baseball team swept Coastal Carolina. 4-1 was the final yesterday. Softball team beat the ISU Redbirds in walk-off fashion. 2-1 was the final yesterday. Our Illini softball team 23-9 on the season. Blackhawks over the St. Louis Blues 4-3. The Blues will host Philadelphia tonight. Pacers over Detroit. Bulls beat Washington. Our gymnastics team in action, both women and men in tournament action tonight. ESPN 93.5.
You said the Cubs?
I did.
I want to know what Jeremy and Austin think about the Chicago
Cubs. Well, especially Austin.
Well,
he's more well-versed.
Listen, it's obviously a tad early. It's like 157 games left or something. But it's a weird feel, a weird vibe.
Remember the Addams Family and Lurch
mm-hmm.
when you approach a Cubs fan and talk about this?
Yeah, maybe that's it. But there's just a strange, different feel around Chicago. It used to be the lighter feel.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a player-driven, we want more discipline, maybe so. But it doesn't feel the same.
Right.
And I don't know.
And maybe it's their tightening the leash on manager Joe Maddon.
Well, the bullpen's looking awful. So that's obviously a glaring. Will they go out and get Craig Kimbrell,
mm-hmm.
the closer sitting on the sidelines? I don't know, but Cubby's got to win tonight, and then they got to go sweep Milwaukee or at least try and get two. Wouldn't that be amazing? Somebody's got to beat Milwaukee.
That's right.
851.
Have you taken advantage of earning $250 from the U of I Community Credit Union? Think of all the things you can do with an extra $250. Take a family road trip, improve your landscaping, or just save it for a rainy day. Open a new checking account and get $100 cash. Then open a new Illini Visa Rewards card and get $150 cash. This offer won't be around for long, so take advantage today. Some restrictions apply. Get up to $250 with qualifying activities. The possibilities are endless when you bank with us.
What are you looking for in a car dealership? Great deals? Check.
Tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time? Check. Customer service that's in tune with your needs? Check. They're a Honda President's Award-winning dealership. They're Honda BMW Champaign. They are one of the best Honda dealers in America. So before you buy a vehicle, see what an award-winning dealership looks like. They're off Neil at Burwash and Savoy. Go online to Honda BMW at drivechampaign.com.
Well, one more peek at the weather.
We've got gray conditions today and a chance for showers and thunderstorms, especially later. High 56, low 46. Clouds on tomorrow's forecast, but still mild with a high 62, low 47. 69 the high Saturday and Sunday. 60% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast on Sunday. It's Mom's Day weekend as we welcome them to town. ESPN 93.5, temperatures at 47.
Okay, broadcasting live from Busch tomorrow, Busch Stadium.
Awesome.
It's always amazing. So electric. And I'm honored to be there with 147 affiliates. I don't think there's more than five stations that'll be there. It's limited, and I'm honored to get to go and do this darn near every year. So thank you, Ann Carroll, and all the good people in St. Louis. They really take care of us.
And they line you up with some interviews so
we'll
that you kind of get the inside scoop at Busch.
They have so much value in some of their giveaways. I mean, you look at those, and they pop on eBay for $100.
Yeah.
And they just hand them out. So there'll be all kinds of things going on. I have four game tickets for the game Saturday against San Diego, and I'll give those to Tay and Carp and let them give those away later on today. But, no, it'll be fun. It's always, even at 6 a.m. walking around, there's just an air about St. Louis on opening day. It is such a tradition. And it's really, really exciting. Whenever you go to a big sporting event, you feel that electricity, the concerts.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of thing in St. Louis for opening day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll broadcast. I can't stay for the game, but I'll broadcast and I'll run home at 9 after the broadcast. But just being part of it is an honor, and I'm excited to be there again. And again, the Cardinals will host San Diego for the weekend. That's Manny Machado and San Diego. So the Cubbies again tonight in Atlanta, then three games in Milwaukee, then finally they open at Wrigley Field next week. And again, some bullpen concerns, obviously. But again, I'm concerned about the feel. It's just not quite the same feel of this ball club. And here's hoping. We want the Cubs to be good now. They're on US 105.9 all their games.
Mm-hmm.
So we're invested. We want them to do great. And the Cardinals, of course, live right here where you're listening now on ESPN 93.5.
Okay. Enjoy your day.
All right, we'll see you in the morning.
Okay.
Bright and early, live from Busch Stadium. It'll be fun to meet and greet some of the folks in the St. Louis Cardinals organization. That'll be tomorrow morning, live from Busch Stadium. Look forward to talking to you then. And stand by, some information, some stuff coming up always. Jeremy Warner show tomorrow with Josh Whitman, by the way, 9 a.m. Stand by for that. And Trent Meacham, who's a wonderful, wonderful man. Trent Meacham will be on their show tomorrow as well. Jeremy Warner Show next with Austin Stand By. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Have a great Thursday.
Coming this spring, Tolono Family Dental, providing a full scope of dentistry.